When John Harding moved to this property, it was just another parcel of land just outside the town of Nashville. However, its location and Harding's ingenuity began to turn this into quite a place to see. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The year was 1807, and John Harding moved into a small cabin just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. He was the first in a string of family members who would live on what would become a large and storied farm.
Being outside of Nashville and along the Natchez Trace, which is a giant trading route, they start like a blacksmith shop, and it's kind of a 1800s last stop outside of town, get your supplies and that sort of thing.
Carrie Lewis shares the story from what is today known as Bell Mead Historic Site.
They start to establish this private stud business, which is grooming, raising, and selling these thoroughbred racing horses. They start with just one horse, and then at the peak, they have close to 250 horses.
It became a nationally known farm for the great horses it produced.
You had just basically these giant horse sales that are happening, and thousands of people are visiting the site. The family is having close to 20,000 pounds of pork smoked annually for these giant events to feed everyone.
But over time, generations of the Harding family decided to sell what had turned into a sprawling acreage with many homes and barns. The state of Tennessee acquired the property, and today the mansion and much more has been brought back to life.
So we're sitting in what was the family's hay loft, which, you know, we no longer store hay here. Now it's our culinary loft, so it's totally been reimagined, and we now hold, chef-inspired wine and bourbon experiences in this space.
It's an impressive sight to see, but the barns and stables no longer house 250 horses. The reason those thoroughbreds left and moved north is a bit of a history lesson in itself. And this next time, as we travel the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.